This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday the 13th. Cold outside. Bigfoot in Ellendale edition of What's on Your Mind hits the radio. And the Gov joins us on the program today. Governor Doug Burgum will be here to take your calls, questions, and comments. What do you want us to ask the Gov? Lay it on us. Or you can call him yourself. Either way. At 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Toll free. From wherever you are, Bismarck Mandan, local number 258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I want to laugh today, Todd. Are you? Would you like a good laugh? A good belly laugh?
I could use a good laugh. Go for it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I could too. And I want to have some fun today. So if you make Todd or I laugh today on the program, or you, you bring something kind of fun to a Friday, to a cold Friday, then we will have a Friday reward for you. Yes, we will. We'll have something we'll send you, some kind of a little gift of some kind, okay?
How about those conversations you guys had with Siri off the air yesterday?
I guess we gotta send Manny something now.
Yeah, now that would have us making the listeners laugh, but we're trying to do it in reverse. They're gonna bring something good. We just want to know what's on your mind today. Have at it. We have the whole first hour to chat about whatever you like. We are going to meet another one of the Giving Hearts Day charities, so stay tuned for that coming up on the program. And a group that serves up in the Williston region. So Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day North Dakota's ever known. This year, February 9th. So mark that on your calendar. And there are a whole lot of charities that are in the mix this year. They're trying to double the amount of donors this year, so they have the hashtag matchy matchy going. We'll tell you all about it coming up. And Chris Berg is also going to check in. Chris is the host of Point of View television program. I'll be on tonight, fellas. You going to watch? You going to watch, or does that make you more likely to want to play Pinochle or something? I wouldn't.
I want to be at Blizzard Bluegrass tonight, so we'll be able to. I guess there's the old DVR trick. We could try that.
A little Blizzard Bluegrass. I like that. Okay. Beautiful. 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 All right. Heidi Heitkamp thinks Obamacare is just swell, so she's voted in favor of it. I cannot even believe the politics of this, all right? And I get her reasoning would be, well, I'm not voting to repeal it until there is a replacement, and that's how she is messaging this thing. But just recognize that there's a fellow by the name of Earl Pomeroy, a fellow by the name of Kent Conrad, a fellow by the name of Byron Dorgan, all who ultimately either didn't run again or were defeated because of Obamacare. And how unbelievably unpopular it was in North Dakota. I remember going to some town hall meetings where Byron Dorgan thought he'd be able to do a town hall meeting like he used to be able to do a town hall meeting. And that would be show up 3-4 people there who love you, and they say a lot of nice things about you, and you say nice things about them, and you leave. And it turned into fire halls in Castleton packed to the rafters, knowing chapter and verse what was in Obamacare. So, you know, Byron Dorgan said, I'm out of here. I'm not going to run again. And, you know, Earl Pomeroy was defeated. In fact, a lot of people thought Rick Berg won that race against Earl Pomeroy. Actually, Earl Pomeroy lost because of Obamacare. So Donald Trump has just tweeted out here in the last few minutes, the Unaffordable Care Act will soon be history. This is a big part of his victory. This is a big part of the historic wins. It is. So I'm just aghast that Heidi Heitkamp voted against the repeal of Obamacare. I really am. You know it's coming. You know they're going to do this. And I guess it means a couple things. It could mean she has no plans to run again, doesn't care about the political fallout, or it means, you know, Chuckie Schumer's running the show. And she stayed in the Senate. So Chuck's going to say, here's the deal. You got to toe the party line. I don't know. I'm a little flabbergasted by it, honestly. I really am. It surprises me. So the cold doesn't surprise me. Because guess what, folks? We live in North Dakota. Yes, just a little factoid for you there. And, you know, my 2017 resolution, hashtag don't waste time. Right, we've talked about that. How much time do we waste hand-wringing over the cold? Now, here's something that's productive on the cold. See how I did here. Todd and Manny, you critique me on this, okay? I sent a note to the whole family this morning. It's amazing how you have to communicate that way. But, you know, one at college, one just waking up, doesn't want to talk. Another one still sleeping, and my wife getting ready for work. So I'm on my way out the door, and I see my app that says it's 18 degrees below zero. So I sent a little snapshot of that. And I sent a note to the – I'm trying to find this here. Where's my note? Maybe I'm not going to find it. I guess I'm sending out too many texts. I just sent out a little note saying, hey, you know, it's cold out. They know that. I think I said it's stupid cold. That's what I said. It's stupid cold. And here it is. Stupid. It's very simple. It's not long. It took me longer to find it than it will be to repeat it to you. Manny and Todd, critique, please. Stupid cold today. Dress extra warm. Extra coat and blanket in the cars. Tanks full. Love you. That's all I said. Is that valuable information?
I would think.
Is that okay? Manny, what do you think?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
And to me, that's pretty much the extent of what you ought to do when it's when it's cold out. Prepare. Have the, you know, winter survival kit. You know, if you're a parent, remind the kids, you know, just to kind of remind everybody, look, it's cold. I'm not one that pays a lot of attention to the weather, because to me it is what it is. And, you know, in the winter, it's going to be more likely than not, I need a jacket. And in the summer, you know, every now and then it's going to rain. So, you know, keep an umbrella in the car. But, you know, whatever. You're going to get wet every now and then. I just don't pay, you know, super close attention to it. So, you know, you don't want to get caught flat-footed when there's bad weather coming. But that's pretty much it. How much time do we spend? Oh, it's cold. Oh, no, it's cold. Oh, no, it's really cold. Oh, man, it's so cold you can't believe it. Oh, I hate the cold. I hate the cold. You can't hate the cold and live here. I think, call me crazy, throw things at me, I think the cold's a good thing. I actually do. Frederick in the studio here just looked at me like I have three heads right now. He gave me a look like, what the?
Not to mention, I'm going to take this and turn it into a promo and play it over and over and over and over and over now.
Here's why I think the cold.
I like the cold.
I do, because it number one, if you're here knowing that we have the extremes, you already have a certain, you know, you have a certain bit of toughness to you. Okay? And it builds character. It really does. It's harder to be wussified when the weather's like this and you're enduring this kind of weather. So I like the cold in that it keeps the character and the metal of folks that are around us, you know, in a place where you can handle anything. Because it's stupid cold about 10 days a year. Wouldn't you say? You know, where you could really get just, oh, this is so terrible, it's awful, why do I do this? But, you know, you got gloves, you got hats, you prepare for it, it's just, so I do. I think it's fine. I think it's just fine. It's a little variety, it's something different. And what I don't like, I like the cold, I don't like complaining about the cold. I really don't. I think it's kind of a waste of time. So, am I right? Am I wrong? Have I been dropped on my head? Just a couple of my thoughts. Now I want to hear yours today on the program, okay? Or if you'd rather talk about Bigfoot or Friday the 13th, talk about wasting time. How many Friday the 13th stories have you heard in your life? Ooh, it's Friday the 13th. Who cares? It's another day on the calendar. Friday the 13th. Dumbest thing ever. Dumbest thing ever. Right there, Friday the 13th. And people get sucked into it. There's hotel rooms that don't have a 13th floor. There's planes that don't have a 13th row. You know, are you kidding me? Really? I want to be on the 13th floor. There's hotels that don't have a 13th floor. So, now if I've offended you, please tell me. Gus in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I had a question for you. Discussion of coffee the other morning. The vehicles that are on the Backwater Bridge that got burned, whose vehicles were those? Do you know?
Well, the trucks were law enforcement. They were owned by, they were like surplus military that the law enforcement had. The trucks were.
And who did they belong to?
I'm not sure if it was Morton County, if they were brought in by one of the other law enforcement agencies. What'd you say?
I thought one was the guard.
I don't think so. I know some people thought it was the guard because actually Tom Iverson one time thought it was as well, and he later called back to say, "Would you correct that? Because it wasn't the guard that owned them." So, I'm not sure.
Were they private vehicles, privately owned, or were they government?
They were law
county or state.
They were law enforcement. I just don't know what agency.
Oh, okay.
Does this matter?
And I'm assuming the law enforcement people didn't set them on fire. It must have been the protesters.
Exactly right, Gus. Yes.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Senator Heitkamp is against repeal and won't message that. But why aren't we talking about it logically like that? And of the 30 million newly insured who may lose their government subsidy insurance, why can't we work together on simple public-private partnership policies that keep them covered if they choose to be? And you should know that a lot of that number of newly insured just were moved off of other government insurance. I'm a Bismarck listener and wonder, other than the people who choose, or rather chose, not to have health insurance before and who now have to have health insurance by law, who would have less affordable coverage if we literally just went back to the way it was before and started on improvements from that point? Well, there's a whole host of questions there, but I tell you what, Obamacare's got to go. Obamacare is designed to implement in the framework of the law a way to lock you in to government health care. And you saw what happens when they do that. It's a bad idea. No doubt about it. Appreciate the comments, though. Thank you. Another. I think Charles Manson would be better than Heidi. That's a little harsh. I'm not much on a murderer representing the state of North Dakota.
So especially like a mass murderer.
Well, any.
Not to say that murdering one person, but I mean, this guy's... Some people who murder one person just have one issue, and then that issue's off the table. This guy was never going to stop until he got corralled, so...
Yeah, not a little over the top. It's a lot over the top, and probably shouldn't have even read it. I guess the fact that people think like that, and maybe trying to be a little bit humorous, I think is worthwhile that it's out there. But I would tell you this: she's wrong on the vote about Obamacare, no doubt about it. She was wrong about her vote on Iran. She's been wrong on a lot as it pertains to the viewpoints of North Dakota, but. I think Heidi Heitkamp gets up every day and says, I'm going to do what I believe the voters of North Dakota elected me to do, right? So it isn't like she could be put in the camp of some criminal or certainly murderer. I think honestly gives political opposition a bad name. Texter, you're flabbergasted by Heidi's vote? When are you and many other Nodaks going to learn she's a hardcore leftist? Wake up, Scott. I don't doubt she's a leftist. I don't doubt she's hardcore liberal. I'm flabbergasted that politically she'd be that dumb. So it wasn't so much the ideology would vote. Another texter says, I believe the other part of the reason Dorgan, Conrad, and Pomeroy are gone is they alienated the western half of the state. They refused to come on your program. They refused to come on K-Fire. I don't think I was on K-Fire when Byron Kent and Earl were... there, but maybe they didn't go on with Todd. They go on with you, Todd. But here's the deal. Regardless of what shows that go on or would not go on, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad, Earl Pomeroy recognize the vast majority of North Dakota, and certainly more so Western North Dakota, differed from them politically, and they were very savvy in not having to put themselves in a position of answering tough questions.
If they were in office today, would they come on with you?
You know, I don't know. Senator Heitkamp sort of seems to think, I need to do this. I don't want to do it. I need to do this. I don't want to do it. You know, and has fits and starts with that. I don't know. I always
My
say
recollection
it's not about
is
me.
They were on a fair amount, but then again, Ed Schultz was the host, so much much more friendly to them territory, I guess.
And here's the thing. Any talk show host that ever thinks it's about the talk show host, you know, in my mind, is an egomaniac. It isn't, right? I mean, it is about... the voters. It's about your constituents. It's about using an access point, a tool to communicate what you're working on. And when you think I'm just going to talk to reporters who agree with me that I can bamboozle versus having to come on to a talk show host who's also going to be someone taking calls, then you don't care about your constituents. Then you're being too cute by half. Here's another texter. The cold helps kill bacteria that survives in warm. There you go. That goes right with my comment, I like the cold. I don't like bacteria, therefore I like the cold. Put that in your little promo there, Todd. Exactly. All right. Cody, Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, so I understand that there's a recall effort going on in Bismarck against the mayor. And I heard yesterday on Todd's show that there is, I heard the video clip, and then I heard what the mayor had to say, which they kind of contradict each other a little bit, because he said that he said something and they played the video right after, and it's not really what he said word for word. You know, it kind of summed up like, well, this is what I meant. But those are the same protesters that he was at in front of the Capitol. I mean, those are the same people that are harassing businesses, harassing people, you know what I mean? They're just, I just don't understand how he can defend that.
Yeah, and what's the clip in question, Todd, is saying he stands with the protesters.
Yep, I'm grabbing it right now.
Ask anybody around you, they'll tell you.
I personally stand in solidarity with you.
Yeah!
So there you go.
And what is the mayor saying, I personally stand in solidarity with you, means?
Well, he claims that he was talking about just the local Native American populace, but... You know, when he says, I personally stand in solidarity with you, stop, and then everyone cheers, then he doesn't go on into that more. I would assume that he's saying to the protesters and their cause. You know what I mean? He didn't say, and to me, it sounds like he stood with them. He also didn't show up to any of the...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, knowing Mike Seminary, that he agrees with the protesters or condones them. I really don't. And he probably, in the middle of a protest, was trying to say, hey, there's some folks here, I'm with you on this, but you can't break the law, whatever. Is that a reason to recall the mayor?
Well, there's way more things than just that. It's all about how the city's being run. I mean, look at our downtown. We were supposed to have our lanes changed back at the end of fall, and it's now January, and those still haven't happened. It's just the city's not being run very effectively, and people are starting to notice and get upset, but it's definitely something that kicked it off. A lot of people are not happy about the way that he handled the protesters, and when they had all the pro-law enforcement rallies as well, he never showed up to those. I mean, we had
you're right. That's been a thorn in the side of many that didn't show up at any of the pro-law enforcement rallies, but was at the No Dapple rallies. Also, the Bismarck Civic Center expansion thing was voted down, and yet he moved it through. So that's another one.
Version of that. First of all, I think the... the fact that there's a process in place that people can use if they're not happy to do it, and that people are actually rolling up their sleeves and saying, I want to have this conversation and then let voters decide, there's nothing bad in that. I mean, I think what that does is tell every mayor in the state, you better watch it. You're looking at the front page of the Bismarck Tribune story on that. Here's the front page of the Fargo School Board, or the Fargo Forum. Fargo school leaders kick off mill levy vote drive. They want another 121 mills. Okay, 127 mills, rather. There is a process in place on school board members. I think if more people pay attention to local government, you'll pay less in property taxes. And I think efforts like this wake people up that you're paying attention. So I think that's a good thing. I can't judge chapter and verse on all of the issues. I certainly would be willing to have the mayor on and the folks that are concerned about him on the program, because I think that's democracy at work.
Honestly, until the 25th, he's promised me he'll get in touch with me as soon as he's back and schedule a time. So
sounds good. Cody, thanks for calling. Kieran in Fargo has a question for Governor Burgum. What's on your mind? Friday free-for-all. Give us a call. Make us laugh.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead, and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, nutrients and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Nicole Kidman likes Donald Trump and wants to get on with things. Do you see that? Nicole Kidman, the actress. She's, I guess, trying to be the anti-Meryl Streep. I like that. I like that. Can we play some Keith Urban music for the rest of the program for bumper music? Mrs. Keith Urban is digging Donald Trump, and I think we ought to, you know, I think we ought to recognize that that's, you know, probably going to be a little dangerous. Should probably make a little less money. So if we play some more Keith Urban songs, he'll make some more money, make up for it. And, you know, it's kind of the anti-Hollywood thing. I like it. I like it. We're back on a fun Friday. Cold schmold. We don't care. It's all right. It's fine. It's winter. It keeps what? We have one call that had a reason that he likes the cold just like me. Todd, roll that. Go ahead.
Of course, cold is great for us.
Yeah, yeah.
30 below keeps the riffraff out. Just look how many Dapple protesters left before it even got that cold.
See? How about that? So thank you very much. That's the cold. You know what else keeps is good on a cold night? A warm bed. And your head snuggled in a pillow and just getting ready to doze off and have a wonderful night's sleep. Nothing better than that. Nothing on the planet Earth. And the 4-for-4 deal is on for a few. I can't say how long, but I know it won't be for forever. I know it won't go far into 2017 because it's the best premium offer they've ever had. It is the Christmas special, and Christmas is over, so this is going to go away at some point. So if you want the good deal, make today the day you get a better night's sleep. You get the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. You get the 10-year warranty pillow, the 60-night money-back guarantee pillow, the one that stays cool so there's no tossing and turning, machine washable with the patented interlocking fill. That pillow, okay? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I voted for Doug Burgum to get the Republican nomination, number one, to get more businesses into central North Dakota. I would like him to give just one example of how he's going to do that.
One example of how, okay, he's going to be on a little later on, so we're going to ask him, but one example of how he's going to do what?
Get more businesses into central North Dakota.
Into central North Dakota, not just to North Dakota, but central North Dakota. Where did you hear him say that he pick a particular area that he was going to help?
I picked it because I'm from central North Dakota originally, and I know how badly they need more of them.
Where are you from? What town are you from?
Anamoose.
Oh, I love Anamoose. All right, so central North Dakota, Anamoose, and the surrounding region. More business. Got it. All right, we'll ask it. Okay, Karen?
Thank you.
Yeah, stay tuned. Dan of Garrison, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Next caller that is a first-time caller, I'm shipping you a copy of Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America. It, by the way, is a great doorstop. No, it's a book, actually, that I wrote, Grassroots, that I would argue...
I don't even have one.
Oh, don't you really? My gosh. I thought I brought you one last time, but I can take care of that time. The book is about people mainly in North Dakota, some Minnesota, some South Dakota as well, that were part of a grassroots effort called the Tea Party Movement. Remember that? And I would see the Tea Party Movement, the people of the Tea Party Movement be so horribly maligned and called everything in the book that it really made me mad, so I decided to write this book. And those people are the people that elected Donald Trump. That movement back early in the Obama years is what ultimately has led to Donald Trump and an enormous amount of change in politics. And they were beaten down, just like they're trying to beat Trump down now and Trump supporters down now. But that group has risen up again. So while, it's been around a couple of years, I believe it's still relevant. So first-time caller today. We love first-time callers. Just let Manny know you're a first-time caller, and I'll send you a copy of the book. And if you make us laugh, I'll send you one, too, because we decided we wanted to have fun today, despite the C-O-L-D. Yeah. Okay. Is it Dan and Garrison or Don?
Dan.
Dan and Garrison, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I know Doug Burgum met with the ranchers and everything out there. I was just wondering if any tribal leadership was invited to the meeting and if any of them showed up. And also, there's 50 to 75 abandoned vehicles. I'm just wondering, they've got to have a VIN number. Couldn't they haul them out of there and then charge the owners the bill? So just a couple questions I'd like answered.
Yeah, okay. Was tribal leadership invited? We'll ask him about the meeting when we talk with him next hour. And
it'd be a good first step on their part, I think, if they want to mend fences, so, or would have been.
To be there.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know the answer to that question. I'm guessing this was more, and, I had planned to cover this meeting, and then they decided to close it to the press, which I think actually is fine. And I think the governor's reasoning there was, more people will be candid with him, and that's what he wanted. So he wanted to hear from them, right? So I think if you had tribal leadership there, it had been more of, sort of a back and forth between those two, and this was really about him. But I think your suggestion is good. I just don't know if that was the meeting for it, for sure. But I'll ask him. I honestly don't know who was there. But I think a lot of those folks, they're good people, and I am anxious, actually, to hear from them ourselves. I want to hear much of what they told the governor, so all of us can hear that. And so we're gonna get out there soon. I'm working on it. Thanks for the call, Dan, and call again, okay? Don is on the road, and he wants to try and make us laugh, Todd. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Don, have at it. We're gonna open our minds, hearts, to your humor here today. Go ahead.
All right. Are you there, Scott?
Yes, you got me loud and clear.
Hey, first of all, I got to thank you. What a great show you guys operate. Anyway, I was spilling fuel this morning. I got to drive a diesel pickup, waiting in line for the fuel aisle, and this lady pulls up next to me. Her SUV fills on the passenger side, but she gets out, and she realizes that the hose isn't long enough. So she jumps back in her vehicle and goes around to the other side of the island and parks the same way, takes the hose out, and realizes the hose isn't long enough. And at this time, I'm kind of cracking up and going, well, you really didn't accomplish anything, because she's getting frustrated. So I walked over to her and I says, she asked me, there's a problem with these. And I'm going, the problem isn't with that. You just parked on the wrong side. Oh, yeah, I guess that does work. I was trying, maybe because I was, it's cold out and my eyes were watering, but I just couldn't make it up. And I just like, oh, yeah, that's what the problem was. It was just funny at the moment. And it did make me laugh. She goes, oh, yeah, I do have to turn my car around. And I don't understand why they make cars like that are on the passenger side. Because you got to park goofier and everybody else is kind of even flow. But anyway, Scott, You guys do a great job. Hopefully I got a grin out of somebody, but no, it's kind of comical.
You got more than a grin. You got a chuckle. In fact, if you would have if you had recorded that, you'd have a YouTube sensation on your hands.
I know, right? But I felt so sorry for the lady. I had to walk over there because she was having trouble, and she goes, hoses are long enough. I wonder why. But anyway, it's all good. So, bless her heart. She was cold. Maybe she was in a hurry. I don't know. But anyway, Scott, you guys do a great job. Thanks a lot.
Do you know what the greatest invention in a car is on the fuel gauge, Don?
What's that?
The little arrow that tells you what side you fill up on. I love that.
That was the best invention in cars in the last 50 years.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many cars I broke my neck trying to. Who am I driving? I got my wife's car. I got my, I said, oh, man.
Absolutely.
How about you? How about a standard? Just always be the same. Can we send you a little gift, Don? Can we send you a gift for making us laugh? Because we'd like to.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Hang on. Manny will get your address there, and we'll ship that off to you. Let's go to Medora, one of the greatest places on the planet Earth. Kevin is there. 800-228-0550. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to congratulate Doug when he gets on being the next governor. And I wish something he would do that would make the tribes pay for the cost that all of us citizens of North Dakota have incurred with the pipeline protests, because I didn't cause it, but I'm going to end up paying for it. I don't know how they would do it, but I hope they do something and make them incur some of the costs, or all the costs.
Yeah, that question was asked of Governor Dalrymple. I asked it. He said it was appropriate, and, obviously now it's a new governor. A whole lot of work. I don't think that's probably job one, right, where you go and say you guys pay. But at some point, there has to be a recognition. I don't think you ever get to healing. I don't think you ever get to a new, fresh start if you don't have some reconciliation of and recognition of, hey, this was not a good deal. We understand some people were hurt here, and here's our piece of, the recognition of that, the payment, whatever. So at some point, I sure hope so. But I'm going to ask him a question. Is there something you can do, this is what Kevin and Medora wanted to know, to make sure the tribes pay their fair share, pay some or all of the costs incurred in this, right?
That's great. And one more thing. I'm going to be kind of watching this all summer, but, if there's places where people can camp on Corps land for fishing and stuff, how's the Corps going to make them people move? They're only supposed to be on so many days. How are they going to make a move now? They haven't enforced it down there, so what are they going to do this summer? If they got a camper sitting there and say, you got to move it, what if that person says no? How are they going to move it? They're going to discriminate against them if they do.
Yeah, and the stories
that
I heard.
That's going to be kind of interesting.
The stories that I've heard about, literally you're a foot over. And they're doing that to you, right? Is unbelievable. Same thing on campus. We've heard a lot of stories about some significant fines and some things where the Corps is really stringent on that. And you're right. They've totally, totally. And again, welcome to the Obama administration. Welcome to the Obama administration. Where that's the rule of law. That's what you think of the rule of law, that you're going to, we're not going to do that for those folks, but, we will for you. Selective enforcement, name of their game. It's really too bad. Appreciate the call, Kevin. Thanks. By the way, if you have other questions or comments for Governor Burgum, you can call us at 800-228-0550 when he joins us in about 45 minutes. Or you can call ahead of time, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave a message, 855-200-1776, extension 1. You just press 1 and it allows you to leave a message, and we'll make sure that question gets played for the governor. If you're a first-time caller, leave your address for us, too, so we can send you off a little memento for listening today on the program, okay, because we appreciate you. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. Got to get to a bunch of texts when we come back. A lot of those rolling in today with lots of comments. On a fun Friday.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burling County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Gumbo, nothing better. 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off is coming up Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Tickets are only $10, and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. My friends at MBI Energy wanted me to tell you about this. API puts this on, and MBI Energy Services and a lot of area companies support it. It's a lot of fun. I was actually there last year doing the taste testing. I was a judge. It was so fun. Public taste testing starts at 6:30, and they have live entertainment to dance the night away at 8:30. Call us if you'd like more information, 290-7061 from API. And we're going to be talking soon with the, well, we'll actually talk with Tiffany from MBI. And also from Wyoming Casing, we're going to be chatting with, why is her name escaping me right now? Todd would probably remember, but the folks from Wyoming Casing and MBI do a great job every year supporting it, so it's really good fun. Anyway, look forward to it. February 18th, ways away, but I wanted it on your calendar, okay? Scott, you hit the nail right on the head, says this texter, with your selective enforcement comment. Look at the two totally different federal responses to very similar situations in Nevada and Oregon with the rancher standoffs and this DAPL protest. Unreal how Obama has disregarded the rule of law to push their liberal ideals. They do the same thing with the Justice Department. It's really nothing short of unforgivable, you know? For a good laugh, how to catch a polar bear. While ice fishing, dig an extra hole off by itself, sprinkle some peas around the hole. When the polar bear comes by to take a pee, kick him in the ice hole. Okay. We could have a very, very quick conversation and talk about the good that Heidi Heitkamp has done. All right, that was quick. The mayor said he was the first to speak out against the terrorists. He was silent until downtown started to be affected. Do you think people are not paying attention? Keeping the mayor's segments handy in case you want to use. All right, yeah. Well, again, when you say something on tape, it's there. Got that totally, 100%. They're talking about Mayor's Seminary. We mentioned this earlier. So, Facebooker says, I've lived here my whole life and will continue to complain when it gets this cold. Oh, no, not taking our advice well here. Maybe a waste of time. I don't think it makes me a wimp to complain, though. I'll still get the kids to school, complaining, go to work, complaining, shovel, complaining. The cold doesn't stop me from doing stuff, and it sure won't stop me from complaining. Yeah. Also, we've had far more than 10 stupid cold days this year. Well, now we got to get into a description of what is stupid cold. You know, to me, stupid cold is, you know, 20 below and the wind is blowing. That's stupid cold. But anyway, appreciate all your comments. Keep them coming. Text us at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. You want to talk about something warm? Something that warms my heart is the amount of giving that happens on Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day of the year. That is February 9th, co-hosted by Dakota Medical Foundation, the Impact Foundation, and Alex Stern Family Foundation. The day isn't just about giving. It's about helping charities become exceptional charities. You can go to givingheartsday.org, find out all about the charities there, find a charity to love, to donate, to volunteer, and maybe you'll find more than one. Givingheartsday.org. This year they're asking you to go matchy-matchy, hashtag matchy-matchy, or you get a friend or two to go matchy-matchy with you. And here's a charity you might just come to love. Nick Johnson is the executive director of the Upper Missouri Ministries out of Epping, North Dakota. Nick, how you doing?
Doing great.
How do you serve the kids and families of the Williston region with the Upper Missouri Ministries, rather?
Sure. We provide all kinds of stuff throughout the year for kids in the summer. We do summer camp and families and whatnot throughout the school year. We do programming to help them further their family connections and spend time together without electronics, which is a fun thing these days.
So. Now, there's a rule a father can love. No electronics, huh?
Yeah, you get to learn how to speak to each other, you know, without texting, which is far more fruitful as you go on. But yeah, we're excited about Giving Hearts Day and allowing people to do what they do great out here in Western North Dakota is help each other out.
That's great. So this year for Giving Hearts Day, where will the funds go? What are your needs there, Nick, at the Upper Missouri Ministries?
Sure, right. This year, we're going to go everything towards kids that can't afford to come to camp. And so all the proceeds from Giving Hearts Day on February 9th are going to go towards feeding kids that maybe are in foster care and would like to come to camp, or maybe they're a single mother that needs some help getting to camp, or maybe they've got 10 kids. Whatever the case might be, some folks just can't afford the fee to come to camp, and these funds will help all those people throughout the nine counties we serve.
That's fantastic. And how do folks find out more about what you do at Upper Missouri Ministries? As they're doing their Giving Hearts Day research and see who they want to help the most? There are a lot of matches that day. It's a good way to double your donation. Where can they find that, Nick?
Yeah, you bet. It's the best way is to find us on the website at campcampumm.org, and they can find all the info on the stories and the kids they'll help, and a phone number to call if they've got further questions.
Fantastic. And if you check out the website, givingheartsday.org, you'll find the link to Upper Missouri Ministries. And if you make your donation in the 24 hours around Thursday, February 9th, you're going to help them. Great deal. Nick, thanks a lot. Nick from the Upper Missouri Ministries, Epping, North Dakota today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.